jacket.
So Thomas Tank Engine nodded. Let up his mom. Does the tank engine got a little jacket?
Thomas the Tank Engine's got a little jacket?
Yes, me, a Disney man. Look at that jacket too.
Oh, I see. The Disney man's got a little jacket. Yes, I think that's called a jerkin, Thomas.
Mm.
It's a little, it's like a tabard that goes over the top of the clothes and it hasn't got sleeves in it.
No.
And it's usually made of bright material. It's called fluorescent material.
Like doggy poos. Hey! Doggy poos in here.
And the man's managing to be seen then when it's dark, isn't he?
Big man. And you just heard a dustbin wagon.
Yes, I heard the dustbin wagon. And the man collecting all the bin bags together waved at you today, didn't he?
Yeah.
Look, he's going round now putting clean bin bags at people's houses.
What's that noise? What's that noise?
Well, I'm not sure whether it's the bin men or Fred and Rachel have a white van still outside, don't they, with plumbers and builders after the fire, so it might be a noise coming from their house. Look, can you see the man that waved at you? He's carrying all those bin bags.
Yeah. My dustbin man. Hello, Mummy.
Hello. I've just realised you're wearing a green waistcoat today.
Yeah.
That's a little bit like the man's...
That man.
Well, that's a joiner or a builder, by the looks of it, carrying some wood into Fred and Rachel's house.
And another dustbin man.
No, I don't think he's a dustbin man. I think he's just somebody walking past Thomas.
What is that dustbin man?
No, he wasn't wearing a green waistcoat like the others. Oh, well, look, who's that?
Ginger.
It's not Ginger, it's Tiddles.
Looking at his car and his GoPro.
Tiddles is looking at Daddy's car.
And his dog poo.
Looking to see if there's any dog poo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Tiddles is probably as obsessed with it as you are, Thomas. Probably never occurred to us
for that. She's sniffing at our trees.
Yes, she's sniffing at our heather, isn't she? We've got some plants in the garden called heather and she's sniffing there. She's seen us, look, well, she's looking at us. She's peeping.
Hi.
Mm-hmm, you hiding. Well, look, just be men.
Just be men.
Yeah, it's the usual crew this week, isn't it? Last week they were all new. They're still coming a lot earlier than they were before Christmas.
So this me man. My dustbin man. My dustbin man. Look.
Hello Tiddles. I think Tiddles is going to jump up onto the window.
Look. You're having a poo.
Right. She's not. She's going to jump up. She thinks she can get in. She can't. Oh, pussy, don't jump up because we can't let you in.
Stop it. Stay away.
Stop it. Stay away.
Stay in the grass. Over there.
Well, the thing is, at Linda and Brian's house next door, she does come in and out through the window, doesn't she? Here she is.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Hello. Nice to see you, Tiddles. She wants to know why she can't get in, doesn't she?
Mm.
Linda O'Brien normally opens this window and she just walks in. She's having a good look, isn't she?
She's not looking at my pussycat.
Can you see she's got a little red collar around her neck?
Yeah.
And she's got a disc. And it says Tiddles and it has a phone number on, but she's moved away now, I can't read it. What does it say? Tiddles 432...
5-0.
4-3-2. I really couldn't read the number.
Jumped.
Oh, she's run away now, hasn't she?
Bouncy, bouncy, bounce.
Yes, bouncy, bouncy.
More like a frog.
More like a frog?
More like a horse.
More like a horse?
Yes.
Galloping. Trouble is today, Thomas, when the bin men come...
Yeah.
We're not really going to be able to see them, darling, because for the builder's van next door, they've had to put all the bags somewhere else today, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've had to put the bags somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And then when they go over to Sue's house, we're not going to be able to see them because the van's in the way. Right, they're coming now. Right, do you want to stand in the window?
I'm on the window.
You can only do this when Mummy's here to hold you. You can't normally do this. Don't breathe on the window, otherwise it'll steam up and you won't see. Oh, Tiggles is back again, look.
Is there any more dog poo?
No, she's not. She's sniffing the number plate on Daddy's car. Right, here they come.
Stop me, Ryan.
Is it? I don't know if I'd realised they were coming, we've actually got some more things in the bin, haven't we? Could have put out.
He's going very fast.
He was going very fast, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Right, I think it was all team members all in. So you're going to wave, look, he's waving at you, that's it.
One got a hat.
Yes, he's got a hat and he was waving at you, wasn't he?
Yeah.
See if he waves bye-bye when he goes. Oh, he's had to get back in the lorry. He waved though, didn't he? He waved with both hands. He must have been pleased to see you. There's a red car there, can't get past. Right, do you want to come to this window and see if you can see anything this side? I doubt whether you can pop it because...
See, well, yes, you're flying.
Well, you can see he's got his driver's cab open. You might be able to see him when he jumps back in. Who do you think drives, the one with the hat or the ginger-haired one?
Ginger-haired one.
The ginger-haired man, right. Oh, no. Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
It's not going.
No, he's just left here. He's gone to Sue's house now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know what it says on the front of the van?
Yeah.
It says, keeping Stockport tidy.
Yeah. It's my brother. Where's the dustbin man doing now?
Oh, he's driving off now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you see it now?
Yes.
Where's the dustbin man?
The dustbin man's all gone now, hasn't
he? I just been man.
Yeah, he's all gone now, the dustbin man.
I'm just me, the dustbin man.
Oh, you're a dustbin man. You're a big dustbin man, aren't you? You're a big dustbin man. Oh, you're my little dustbin man.
My big dustbin man.
I love a big dustbin man. Right.
I'm collecting all the bags.
You're collecting all the bags?
Yes, in my lorry.
Go on then. But okay. They've all got to go back before we go out.
Here.
Promise me. Because you're getting very handy at moving all these cushions and then leaving them there. But we've got to go out soon, so I need them all put them back. Okay? Well, you've got the right outfit on, Thomas, because you've got a nice little green waistcoat on. Haven't you? It's just been that. Only his was made from very shiny material, wasn't it? Yours isn't, is it?
I've just been that, really.
You were just
in that,
really.
Oh, this is rubbish.
Oh, it's rubbish. What's in the rubbish bags, Thomas, that you're collecting?
Lots of dog poos, lots of dinner.
Lots of doggy poos and lots of dinner?
There's lots of banana skins.
Lots of what, darling?
Lots of banana skins.
Lots of banana skins?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Lots of more doggy poos. Does he remember the hat?
Has he?
Yeah.
If you're looking for your yellow helmet, it's here, darling, in the box.
It's the yellow one.
It's there in the box with the fire engine and your torch. I can hear banging as well. Can you hear banging? That's coming from the builder next door.
What, the building a chair?
Building a chair? No, no. No, it's after Fred and Rachel's fire. They've had to have some work done in the house, haven't they?
Yeah.
And the man's banging in their house, but the sound is coming out of their house.
In my house?
Into your house, because we have a fireplace here, don't we?
Yeah.
And I think the noise is travelling from outside of their house and through our chimney.
Yeah. Through my chimney. And into Brian's house.
No, it's not going to Linda and Brian's house. I don't think they'll be able to hear it because they live on the other side, don't they?
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine? Good.
The dustbin man's taking his hat off.
The dustbin man's taking his hat off? Well, the man who is wearing the hat today, it was a black and white woolly hat, wasn't it? It wasn't a yellow helmet.
No.
I don't think it's part of his uniform. I think he must just have been feeling a little bit cold and decided he was going to wear a hat.
My dustbin man.
Because sometimes they wear little caps, don't they?
Yeah, the dustbin man's running.
The dustbin man's running.
Get his hat off away.
We've got to go to Tesco fairly soon, Thomas. You see a big snake over there?
Big window.
In the window?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens above. I don't like the sound of that, Thomas.
True.
Mind you, when I woke up this morning, you were lying next to me and you told me you were a snake.
Yeah.
I said, hello, Thomas, and you said, it's not Thomas. It's a snake.
Little snake. A big snake.
Was it a little snake? It's a big snake.
No, it's a big snake.
Are you a big snake?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
I like your snake, Mummy.
You like me? You like my snake?
I like your snake, Mummy.
Do you? Aw. I like you, Thomas.
But I just feel man taking his hat off.
Just feel man's taking his hat off, is he?
Yeah. Looking for rubbish.
Looking for more rubbish? I don't think you'll find a great deal of rubbish.
Looking more.
If I'd realised the dustbin men were coming as quickly as they were, I could have nipped outside with an extra bag for them.
The dustbin men are going very fast.
He was going fast, but even before then, Thomas, I didn't think I'd got time. When we realised they were coming, I hadn't got time to take the bag outside and get back inside, had I, before they came?
No. Somewhat.
So in a little while we've got to go to Tesco and do some shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the magazines to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daddy's doing some painting and decorating tonight. I wonder how this is.
Down here.
Yes, darling.
Okay.
Are you going to help Mummy put the fridge back together?
Oh, I'll say help too.
We've washed these boxes, haven't we?
Yes. Put the lemon in back.
That's right. The lemon. That's right. Just get the cloth to wipe it.
Do the mother need a wipe? Got something in it.
The peppers, yes, they've got seeds inside. Can you hear it moving around?
Yes. Yes, I am. Put in there.
You've got to be very, very gentle with fruit and veg.
Yes. Put this in it. Put this. About this.
Yogurt. Oh, no, we needn't put the yogurt in. Would you like a yogurt in a minute?
Yeah. That's fruit man.
You're a fruit man, are you?
Yeah. And put this in it.
This is a big baking potato. That can go in this one. We'll have one side for things like potatoes and onions and parsnips and sprouts, and the other can be for the fruit and the salad things.
Potato one.
Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it is, Thomas?
Parsnip.
It's the parsnip, good boy. So we put that in with the potato.
Yeah, okay. And hold it.
You know what those are, don't you?
Apples.
Big bag of apples.
Put it, put in it.
Yes, they can go in the one with the lemon.
Yes, and peas.
They're big potatoes.
Okay. Yes. Round peas.
Oh, now be careful with that because the top's not tied on that bag, is it?
No.
Right, those potatoes can go in there.
Yeah.
Are there any more potatoes anyway?
No.
Oh, yes, there are.
Yes, there are. potato now, here.
Oh no, not tipping right. Can you find the Brussels sprouts? There should be an onion as well, Thomas, please.
Sprouts. Oh, there's sprouts. Thanks. And sprouts.
That's right, there's another sprout there, look.
Just there.
Right, so then there's an onion. We need to put the onion in as well, don't we?
Onion. I'll put an onion.
That's right.
Onion.
Yes, this onion can go in there.
Not like onions.
Do you?
No.
Oh dear.
I like tomatoes.
You like tomatoes? Okay, now we've got some other things. We've got two more peppers and some spring onions.
Yes, or peppers.
That's right.
Two peppers.
Three peppers. Three peppers.
Now what? Well, these.
These are called spring onions.
Yeah. Put these in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now these are these.
Now these are bean sprouts.
Bean sprouts.
And on this it says Chinese New Year, 5th of February. So you must try and remember that. Because I think we're going to go into Manchester that day.
Thanks. Well, short man.
No, what else have we got, Thomas? There's some celery and some salad leaves still to go in the boxes.
Uh-oh.
Yes? My salad leaves. And celery, look, this celery says produce of Spain. What in Spain? Made in Spain.
Yeah.
No, it needs to go in this box, Thomas, please. And then we put both the boxes in the fridge.
Okay.
There we are. Put it in this one.
Open the fridge now.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you. There we are.
And help one over. That's full.
Oh, that's heavy. That's a good boy.
And that's a good job.
Oh, a good job. You're doing a good job. That's excellent. Thank you. You're a good boy. No, be careful. Now, we've got a lot of little mandarin oranges. Shall we put those into the fruit bowl?
Yeah, okay.
Just let me wipe that surface over.
Yeah, okay. Mama's
food on. You've got to move Purdy's food over there, that's right.
Up there.
Okay, we're up in Tesco with a lot of things, didn't we? Right, let's just move the cheese before we start doing anything.
Just move the cheese.
We need to find a box to put the cheese in.
Yes, okay.
Not quite sure what we've got. Oh, these should be big enough. Piece of cheese left. No, that box isn't big enough, is it? Hold on with the oranges till we've sorted the cheese, please, Tom.
Okay. Hold. Okay.
Have a look, which of these boxes shall we put the cheese in?
That big.
A big box?
Yeah.
Okay. Quite a big box, don't we? That one should be alright. Try that box.
Yes. Okay. This is okay.
That's lovely. And what about that other little piece of cheese that we've cut off? Mm-hmm. That needs to go in as well. toy now. Can you put the lid on for me, please?
Okay.
Goes the other way around then. It's upside down.
Upside down.
Now turn it round. You've got that. Turn it round all together. Right round. No, turn it right round, Liv. That's it, yes, that's right. So the bottom becomes the top. Oh, that's lovely. Right, now put that in the fridge.
I'm taking my ladder now. I don't need my ladders.
No, you don't need your ladders, Thomas. No. You don't need your ladders.
It's too high. What is it?
Oh, it's okay. We can do it on the floor.
No. Okay.
Right, there's the food, right?
Yeah, okay.
Now,
on the floor.
You can put the oranges.
Yes, okay.
Into the fruit bowl, can't you?
Looking at
her. What's Mummy doing?
Looking at Mummy and looking at us. Good job.
Oh, yes, you're doing.
I'm Bob the Builder.
You're Bob the Builder, are you? Mm. Well, you're doing a good job. Do whatever you want to. We've got some apples to put in the fruit bowl, but they need to be washed first, so we'll do that later on.
Look! I've fallen it!
Are you clever? Thank you. Now there are two more oranges here.
No.
That can go in?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's a clever boy. Thank you, darling. You've done a good job, haven't you?
Yeah, Baba Builder.
And that piece of kitchen paper can go into the bin. And so can the bag. This is a net. Can you see this? A red net. The net that the oranges came out of. There we are. Thank you. Now we've bought some bananas. So I think we'll put the bananas. Now these are called Eat Me, Keep Me bananas. It contains 5 ripened bananas and 5 that will ripen over the next 3 to 4 days. So that's good, isn't it?
I'm helping
it. Right, they need to go into that hanging basket up there, but it's a bit too high for you, Tom. So you get them out of the plastic and I'll hang them up for us.
Okay.
How does that seem? We could do with putting, thank you, the green ones at the bottom, couldn't we? Because they've got to ripen. Thank you, that's a green one. How many more green ones are there?
Yes. So.
2, and these 2, 1, 2, 3,
4.
Another. 5 green bananas there, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yellow bananas. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the empty banana bag, that can go into the dustbin now, please.
Yeah.
Just going to get the toaster a quick clean. A quick white round. And then we can put Purdy's food away, can't we?
Oh. And then it's a big tower.
Yes, she can build a big tower with Purdy's food, can't we?
It's on the floor. Heap. It's on the floor.
You're putting cans of whiskers on the floor.
That's whiskers. That's real funny. No.
You've done a good job.
Yeah.
Now we keep Purdy's food in a little box, don't we? Oh, steady, Thomas, watch your toes. If one of those tins lands on your foot, you'll know about it.
Yeah.
Won't you?
Yeah. It's a box.
Just wiping the worktop over as we're going on.
Big book. Big book.
No. Do you know what that is, Thomas?
Yeah.
That's called Detox.
Yeah.
And that's what Mummy uses to clean the work surfaces with.
Mm. Yeah, so. Brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Mm.
That
sausages.
Brilliant sausages. What do you mean is brilliant? The detox?
Yes. Look.
Detox?
My builder.
The builder? Yes. Please be careful with those tins, Thomas, because if they get damaged, the food might start coming out. We don't want that to happen.
My Bob the Builder.
Your Bob the Builder. And what's Bob the Builder doing? Is he building a tower?
Yes.
With his food?
Yes. Yes, Bob the Builder, yes, it is.
Those oranges look nice in the basket, don't they?
Well, I can fall down.
Is it about trying to fall down?
My building oranges were like to fall down.
I don't think they fall down. They're stacked up, but they're stacked up quite safely, aren't they?
My building got a big job. My builder. But look, my Bob the Builder not Wendy's house yet.
What are you saying about Bob the Builder and Wendy? Am I Wendy?
Yeah, I'm Bob.
And you're Bob. Right, we'll go into the cupboard now and get the box out for Purdy's things. Yeah. I'm just going to put this away. This is called soy sauce. Mm. And we're having our Chinese stir fry.
Bob the Builder's scratching his head.
Why, are you puzzled about something?
Yeah.
What are you puzzled about?
Big sausages.
Big sausages?
Bob the Builder's still sausages when they are bored.
I can't tell what you're saying, Thomas.
Bob the Builder's saying we need to... The children's a sausage. My Bob the Builder. You're Wendy.
Yes, but what are you saying about sausages, Thomas?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I'm not new, Wendy.
You don't know, Wendy. Right, we're going to put some tea bags. You can do this little job for mummy.
Okay.
Now, this is pot, so be careful with that. We'll put that there. Right, open the tea caddy. Yay. Would you like to take some tea bags from this packet and put them into there?
Look, silly.
Well, not too many because we've got to get the lid on. But we need to put enough in so that when we're going to make a cup of tea, we don't have to go into the food cupboard. We can just go into the tea caddy.
Tea caddy.
I say tea caddy, it's a tea storage jar. I think the caddy is the tin thing that the tea bags are in. And we're moving a few tea bags from the tea caddy into the storage jar, aren't we?
Yeah. My Bob the Builder.
Yes. You're Bob the Builder. You're doing a good job, huh?
Yes.
You've been very helpful today, aren't you?
Yes. That one's a bit screwed up.
Is that a bit screwed up?
Yeah.
What shape are the tea bags, Thomas?
Circles.
They're round, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're round like wheels.
Yeah.
Circles, yes.
Tip them out. Okay.
No, you don't tip them out. No. You just put what we want into the storage jar. And then the rest we save in the caddy for another day. I think that should be enough now, Thomas.
Not yet.
Yes, otherwise we won't get the lid on. Yes, that's it. That's lovely. One more then. One more, please. That's lovely. Now you can close this box.
What to do with?
That's right. That's the lid back on the storage jar. And have you just closed the metal box?
It's not working.
Is it not working? Let's try again. There we are. You know what that says on it?
bad older.
That says 2000 into a new millennium.
Right, Bob, bad older.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, Bob, we've still got Kirby Scoop to sort out, haven't we?
Yes. Putting this bag over, a dusty bag.
That's an empty carrier bag, isn't it?
Yes.
We use those quite a lot, don't we? In fact, we could use those later because we took some shoes, didn't we, to Tesco to put in the shoe bin. When we got there, they wanted them in bags, in pairs, didn't they? And we haven't got them in bags, so we brought them home, so we've got to put them in pairs later on, in bags, so we can do that together.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Bob. How are you, Tommy?
Bob, I'm your Wendy and Bud.
You're Bob and Wendy.
Yeah.
Well, don't lie on the kitchen floor, Thomas. It's not.
Not Bob the Builder.
Well, Bob the Builder, please don't lie on the kitchen floor.
Bob the Builder.
What have we got in this storage jar, Thomas?
Sugar.
Sugar. You can see straight through this one because it's glass. You can't see through the ones with the tea and coffee in, can you? You just need to give that tray a quick wipe as well. Did you have a nice trip to the supermarket?
Yeah. My Barbara Builder. But I'm going to lock him in this suitcase.
Oh, you won't go into Mummy's bad place, Thomas.
No. I'm brushing my hair. My brother's brushing his hair.
Oh, the brother's brushing his hair. You found your hairbrush in there, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, you can brush your hair.
Can't close it properly. No.
You have problems with the zip?
Yes. My brother can't do Wendy's zip.
Bob the Builder can't do Wendy's zip? Oh, Wendy will have a go. There we are.
Yeah.
All done.
No.
How's that? That's a good job?
Yeah.
You said earlier on that you wanted a yoghurt. Would you still like a yoghurt?
No, my brother's just a daddy's great older. My brother's daddy's great older is in a train.
Oh, I see. You're pretending to be Bob the Builder talking on the telephone and really you're talking into the hairbrush. You're talking about the yellow train we've got to mend.
I just see a one strawberry. Bob the Builder's just seen one strawberry.
Well, it's not quite ripe enough to eat, Thomas. You've eaten all the ones that are ripe, and that wasn't quite ripe enough, so we've left that in on the window ledge, and it'll get ready in time, won't it? And then you can eat it. Let's just put Purdy's food. Bob the Builder's brushing his hair again.
My brother's finished brushing his hair.
You finished brushing your hair?
My brother's hair is brilliant.
What's brilliant? Bob the Builder's hair is brilliant, is it?
Hmm. Bob the Builder's got his belt on.
I see. Bob the Builder's got his belt. His belt on.
Hmm.
What have you got in your belt?
Not anything in it.
Haven't you? Oh, I thought Bob the Builder usually carried some spanners and hammers and things, does he?
Yes.
Right. Shall we put these tins of food in there for Purdy?
Okay.
Let's just see which one she's finished.
This one.
She's just finished tuna, so we'll put away sardine and trout. We'll put away salmon and we'll keep the rabbit one out. We'll keep that one out, Thomas. Because she's going to need a new tin later on.
Yeah.
There's no point just putting this away, is there? Right, so that can go back in the cupboard.
My mum, I know.
Oops, I forgot to put those in as
well. My mum opened and got straps on my belt.
You've got what on your belt? Straps?
Yes.
Right.
No, not anymore straps.
You've not got any more straps?
No. Just blue, but my mother got blue straps.
Blue straps? Do you mean straps or stripes?
Stripes.
Stripes?
Stripes.
You've got a stripe on your jumper, haven't you?
Yeah.
Red, blue and cream stripes. It's your Thomas the Tank Engine jumper.
Not better than any ones.
Pardon?
Not better than any ones.
Pop the builder.
Nearly runs.
Oh, nearly. Pop the builder nearly runs?
Yeah.
Do you mean he ran?
Yeah.
He ran sounds better than he runned. He runned.
They are landing.
There we are. We bought some more fabric conditioner as well, didn't we? And some jam.
And jelly buttons.
No, we didn't get any jelly buttons.
Yes.
What do you mean by jelly buttons? Jelly babies?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. No, we just bought some jam. We bought fruit and jam, fabric conditioner, Purdy food. Soap. We bought some more soap, didn't we? We bought three bottles of milk.
My Bob the Builder, Mummy.
You're still Bob the Builder, are you?
Yeah. My brother's got money.
But Bob the Builder's got some money?
Yeah.
Did you not spend it all in Tesco, Bob?
No. Oh. Just in my pocket.
It's in your pocket, is it? Mm. Oh, is that one of the things that Bob has in his trousers, a nice pocket?
Mm. Yes. And I got it today.
Have you not?
No. My brother not bothered. I'm going to stop some change.
You've got some change?
No money today.
You've got no money today?
No.
And what's happened to your money? Has Wendy taken some money so that she can go and get some shopping?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the trouble with ladies, Thomas. They pinch all your money, don't they?
Yeah. That's the silly change.
Is that silly change?
I got change today.
You've got change today?
Yeah. Yeah. So my brother's got some money, so I got more money. My brother's got lots of money sitting around in his houses and board.
Are you telling me that Bob the Builder's got lots of money because he's built a lot of houses?
Yeah.
Oh. And has he charged a fair price, Thomas?
Yes. By Bob. And the money.
Is that why he's called Bob? Because he charges a Bob for every job?
Yeah. My Bob, a builder. But he's got lots of straps on his belt.
Has he? Well, would Bob the Builder like a yoghurt or some grapes?
No, thanks.
You don't want either?
No.
Why are you pulling your trousers down? Is there a problem, darling?
No. My Bob. My Bob.
Oh, you're putting your Bob the Builder hat on there, so I can tell it's Bob. Is there something the matter, sweetheart?
No. My Baba Builder. My Baba Builder. Hello, Mummy. My Baba Builder.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you know what your hat says on it?
Yeah. Baba Builder.
No, it says JCB.
Yeah. Should you be a digger?
It says JCB.
JCB. David bought that.
David bought you that for Christmas, didn't he? I was about to say for your birthday. Yes, it was your Christmas present. Along with a t-shirt. That's also said JCB on it. JCB is the name of the big diggers we see.
Yeah. My Baba Builder. But I'm really not talking.
Who's not talking?
Wendy.
Wendy?
Mm.
Am I Wendy?
Yeah.
Well, I've been saying a few things.
Oh, my Baba Builder's taking his hat off.
Uncle Norman's taking his hat off? Why is that?
No, no.
You don't know?
No. Pulled his pants down the floor and go to the toilet.
He's going to pull his pants down on the floor and go to the toilet?
Yes.
I don't think you've seen that from Bob the Builder, have you?
Yes.
Hmm. I don't think we'll let you watch that again then. I'm sure you haven't really, Thomas.
Yeah. My brother's going somewhere.
Where's he going?
I'm not. I'm going to the airport for a minute.
He's going to the airport? And what's he going to do at the airport, Thomas?
Watch the train. Watch the train, really. Watch the train, then. My bird is on the train. My bird is not a rattler.
Bob the Builder's not a rattler? You're just taking the rattle from your baby walker?
Yeah.
And what's Bobby?
My bird is a Wendy. That's a Wendy.
That's for Wendy?
Yeah, my brother did it at Christmas. My brother kicked it in the Christmas airport. My brother's taking the hat off.
You're taking your hat off now? If I wash a few grapes, will you have some?
Yeah.
Come here then, please.
Later.
Come here, you can help.
Okay. Bye, Bob. Bye-bye, Wendy.
Pardon?
Bye-bye, Wendy.
Bye-bye, Bob. Just saying we should have bought some more grapes when we were in Tesco, shouldn't we?
I'm going to make a wish now.
You're going for a little rest?
My baby's only going to rest on board.
Is he why? What, has he had a very busy day?
Yes.
What's he been doing?
He's going to sleep.
He's going to sleep now?
Yes.
Before his grapes?
Yes.
Are you a tired boy?
Yes, I'm a tired Bob the Builder.
A tired Bob the Builder, are you?
Yes.
I'm sure when you've had a few grapes, you'll perk up.
My brother's waking up now.
Is he?
My brother jumped down it. Slowly. My brother's waking up. Put his hat on.
He's waking up and putting his hat on? Ooh. Would Bob like to put the bag from the grapes in the bin for Mummy?
Okay.
Good boy, thank you.
My ear, Wendy.
Would Bob also like to put this empty soap dispenser in the bin for Mum, please?
Yeah.
Good boy. Mm. That's it.
No more rubbish.
No more rubbish now. I think the bin looks pretty full. Here we are, Bob. There's some grapes here.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit in your chair and have them?
It's a chair. On the settee.
On the settee? Oh, come and sit here. Come sit here and I can talk to you. If you're there and I'm in here, I can't tell what you're saying.
My brother's not talking.
Isn't he? Oh.
No.
Very helpful.
My brother's looking
at his. Well, Thomas, come here, please, because we've got these flowers to put in a vase and you can help me do that, can't you?
My Bob the Builder.
Well, Bob, if you'd like to come and have your grapes and help Wendy put some flowers in the vase.
Bob the Builder do it too.
Yes, Bob can do it as well.
And Bob the Builder don't need his straps today.
No, you don't need your straps just for a few grapes, do you?
No. Grapes in a... flaps in the lunch.
Because there are so few grapes left, I might as well wash these, Thomas, and put them in a small bowl. And then one that you next wants, and they're ready, aren't they? We chose those flowers together, didn't we? Do you know what type of flowers they are?
Yeah.
What are they?
Green flowers.
Green flowers? Well, they've got green leaves and green stems, but the flowers are a mixture of pinky and salmony colours, aren't they? Carnations. Pretty, aren't they?
Mm. It's pink.
They're pink, yes.
Mm.
Just need to find some scissors. And we could do with putting a little bit more water in the flower vase, couldn't we? In fact, they've come with a little sachet of food.
From Tesco.
From Tesco, yes.
I'll be naughty in this Tesco.
You were naughty in Tesco?
Yeah.
Well, you kept sitting down, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just kept sitting on the floor, which wasn't particularly helpful.
Mm.
Didn't mind too much, though. You weren't being really naughty, were you?
Naughty. Mm. That was a naughty in Tesco.
You were naughty in Tesco?
Mm.
Well, if that's the naughtiest you get, Thomas, I don't mind. Now, this is flower food. I think it's supposed to be a dry powder, but it feels as if it's liquid. Perhaps they've changed it. So we put the water in the vase, snip the top of that sachet, and we'll pour it in. Oh, it's a white liquid, but I think it's supposed to be a powder. Perhaps it's got a little hole in the packet and it's already started to dissolve. Those grapes nice?
Ooh.
There we are. That helps the flowers stay fresher for a little bit longer. It said on the packet to dissolve it. Do you know what that means?
Ooh.
Mix it up with water. There we are. Give them a quick stir. I need to just cut the ends off the stalks. And when I've done that,
Bob
the Builder's finished his grapes. Did you enjoy them?
Mm.
Good. Then I've cut the stems and taken the leaves off at the bottom. Would you like to put them into the vase?
Yeah.
Just let me check the
vase.
A flower vase. There we are. And the vase is full of water, so be careful you don't pour it over on yourself. There you are.
Thanks, flowers. Water. Hey.
This is good fun.
Yeah.
I think you helped me do some flowers at Christmas, didn't you? This is the stem or the stalk.
Mother, we're just standing up.
No, you must sit down, otherwise the water will end up falling over. These are the leaves, and these are the flowers. Flower petals, but some of them haven't opened up yet. We call those buds.
Yeah, it does.
Buds. Do you remember when we were having a walk out, we were saying there are lots of buds on the trees?
Yeah.
And on trees, when the buds open up, there'll be little flowers and then leaves. And on these, when the buds open up, they'll be pretty petals. You see the different shades of pink? That's all one colour pink.
Mm.
And this one's two colours. The petals are one colour. And there's a fine rim around the top of a different colour.
There's some water down here. Water.
Yes, there's water in the vase, isn't there?
There's water standing up.
And you've got to be ever so careful with flowers, because they're very delicate.
Yeah, they're delicate.
But like Grandad, we say Grandad's delicate and he's fragile, don't we?
Yeah.
And the flowers are the same.
It's warm.
Yes, you can put it in, yes, wherever you like.
flower.
You're doing some flower arranging, aren't you?
Flower,
no, Leah. Yes, darling, anywhere there's space in the vase. Right, and this is the last one now.
Yes. Thank you, Wendy.
It's quite all right.
My Bob's a builder now.
Now, look, we've got one or two left over. What I'm going to do with those, I'll give you a different vase. A much smaller vase. And we can put those in a small vase and they can stand on the kitchen window so that when Mummy's washing up, we've got something pretty to look at. You hold those gently. This vase won't have special flower food in it though, will it?
No. It's got fish in it. Got fish.
I don't think it'll have fish in it either.
Not fish. No. No animals.
Just water, isn't it? There you are. Going to put them one at a time. Oh, these look pretty, the ones you've arranged already, don't they? They're nice. Did you enjoy doing that?
Yeah.
You're a clever boy, Thomas. Saved Mummy a job, didn't it?
Mm.
That's really lovely. You're a good boy. Good boy. So those can go on the mantelpiece, and these go on the kitchen windowsill. Thank you, that's very pretty. Now I've got all these little bits of leaves and stalks to put in the bin.
Water. Big fishes.
Yes, fish live in water, but hopefully not in Mummy's flower vase. Now let's just give the bottom of the vase a wipe. They look pretty, don't they?
Yes.
We'll stand them up there.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Look.
Yes. And we'll give these a quick wipe. Bottom of the vase. And they can stand on the mantelpiece.
More like to fall down.
More like to fall down? Yes, you look as if you might fall down if you get out of your chair that way.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, darling. That was a good hand. Let me give you a kiss.
My builder.
Thank you, Bob. That was very clever. Thank you.
I got a bit through now.
Such a pleasant day, has it?
No.
Shall we have a look at this book together?
Yeah.
Okay. You going to sit there?
Got a fire engine.
Yes, that's right.
Got a fire on the track.
Is that the page you want to look at? The one with the fire on the track. Which page is it?
This one.
This one?
Yeah. Does it frightened?
Who's frightened?
Gordon.
Gordon? I'm not surprised if there's a fire on the line.
No.
It says wheels. What sort of wheels can you see? What's this?
Motorbike.
A motorbike, well it's a bicycle. And what's that?
Little lorry.
What now?
Little lorry.
A breakdown lorry, yes, it's called a coal transporter.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
What's this?
It's a van.
Yes.
It says, who does this van belong to? And it has ladders, a bucket and a cloth on top. Who do you think could own that?
Auntie Edith.
Auntie Edith?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You mean the window cleaner, ma'am?
Yeah.
Right. And you know what that is, don't you?
Bertie the bus.
Well, this is a nice page. We've turned over again. This is the seaside.
Where's the seaside gone?
Well, you've just shut the book. You silly big Billy.
I'm not.
You are.
No, that's the one.
The which one?
Ice cream one.
The ice cream one?
Yeah.
Is there an ice cream one?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Where's an ice cream, Thomas?
And the Harold the helicopter.
It's Harold the helicopter. And do you know what he's doing?
Yeah.
It says the helicopter flies over the beach to make sure people are safe in the water. And there's a little boy waving his arm. It's his arm, not an ice cream.
Yes, it is.
You do have ice creams at the seaside, at the beach, but I can't see one here.
Yes.
Let's see what it says. It's asking you what is in the rock pool. And what can you see?
A star.
Yes, a star. That's a starfish and some ordinary fish.
Yeah.
How many seashells?
Two, three.
Three seashells. What is swimming with the two children in the sea?
I'm going to do lots of engines. I see lots of engines.
I see lots of engines. There was a doggy swimming in the sea with the children. Did you see it?
Yeah, no.
On that page, just look.
Yeah. There are lots of engines.
Lots of engines on that page, aren't there?
What's that?
That's Terence the tractor. It says, do you know what colour Terence the tractor is?
I don't know.
What colour is he?
No.
Thomas, you do know. One thing you do know is your colours. What colour is he?
Orange.
Orange, that's right. By gum, it says the Fat Controller is wearing a black jacket, but what colour is his waistcoat?
Black.
Black? No, what colour is his waistcoat?
Yellow. No Gordon.
There's James and Percy and Terence and Toby and Thomas the Tank Engine and Edward. But no, you're quite right, there's no Gordon. Is Gordon green? Or is he blue?
Blue.
He's blue. And let's find a page with Gordon on then, shall we?
Yeah. Gordon's here. James.
That's James. Yeah. Where's Gordon?
There.
Is that Gordon?
Yeah.
Gordon's looking worried, isn't he, because of the fire on the line. And it says, how many firemen can you see?
Lots.
Lots. I'm yawning. How many firemen?
No.
Well, count.
There's lots of bells.
Lots of bells. One, two, three.
Four
firemen. You look happy, aren't you happy? I'm not sure you look happy or just cheeky. Because you've got a cheeky little face, haven't you?
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you
are. My dirty face.
A dirty little face? No, it's quite clean.
No. Percy's two.
Percy's two. Is Percy engine number two?
Yeah.
Well, this one is looking at numbers, isn't it? It says, one engine. Do you know his name?
Three.
He's number one, isn't he, Thomas? He's the first one. How many cranes are lifting Henry?
Cranes. Four. Two cranes. Two.
That's right. It says, how many cranes are lifting Henry? Correct, two trains. How many trucks is Percy pulling?
One, two, three, four.
No, just three. One, two, three.
Yeah.
How many cats does the Fat Controller have?
Blue one.
Oh, got a blue one?
Yeah.
I think it's meant to be grey, but you said it was blue. One.
A
yellow one, a ginger one, a grey one, and a brown one. That's one, two, three, four.
Yeah, then another.
How many umbrellas has the guard found?
Lots.
He's found five. James will pull the circus train. What's inside the train?
Monkeys.
Monkeys, and it says how many monkeys are in the truck?
I don't know.
One, two, three, four, five, six. That's right. How many mailbags are there sitting on the platform? They're waiting for Post and Pat, aren't they? Count.
One, two, three. No, Postman Pat.
No, Postman Pat. There's more than three. And there are, how many more here? Four more here.
Yes.
That makes
Well, my postman hat.
Your postman hat, are you?
I'm doing my post bag.
You want to get your post bag?
Yes.
Well, shall we just look at this first?
Yeah.
Let's find a page with a lot of engines on it. And then you can tell me who it is.
Look, Gordon.
Number four is Gordon, that's right. He is blue, isn't he?
Yes. Lots of blue engines.
Lots of blue engines, yes.
Doesn't they happy?
He does look happy, doesn't he? Gordon, Edward and Thomas are blue, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. What's this?
Those two are the twins. What are they called?
Blue.
What about Donald and Douglas?
Douglas.
Donald and Douglas, the twins. Donald is number 9 and Douglas is number 10.
Yeah.
And what about the green engines? Who are the green engines?
1, 2, 3.
3 green engines. And what are their names? No, sit still, Thomas. Don't lean on this table, it's going to collapse. What are their names? Do you know?
No.
Duck, Henry and
Percy.
Henry's number 3, Percy's number 6 and Duck is number 8.
Yeah.
And there's only one red engine.
That's 4.
That's number 5 and who is it?
James.
And who is this number 7?
Toby,
that's right.
No passengers.
No passengers on Toby, no.
Big elephant and look.
Look, be careful, the table's creaking in, so don't think better lean on it, that's it.
Look, big tiger.
A big tiger, yes, it says, well, these are animals at the zoo.
Yeah.
Do you know what this one is? It says this animal likes wallowing in the mud. It's a long name. It's a hippopotamus.
It's a big lion.
It's a hippopotamus.
No.
There's a hippopotamus, a tiger, a giraffe.
A James pulling the giraffe.
James is pulling the giraffe. Mm-hmm. And what's eating bamboo shoots?
Wally. A big elephant in his
It's a big elephant in Thomas the Tank Engine's tunnel. It says Henry found this animal in his tunnel. What is it? It's an elephant, isn't it? That's a panda, Thomas.
A big green crocodile.
A big green crocodile. It says, who's hiding in the water? A big green
crocodile. Not snapping.
Is it not snapping?
No.
Right, good. I'm pleased about that. Do you know what that is?
Thomas the Tank Engine Man.
It's a penguin, Thomas.
My Thomas the Tank Engine
Man. Oh, sorry, my Thomas the Tank Engine Man. You're pointing at yourself, meaning you're a Thomas the Tank Engine Man.
What is Thomas the Tank Engine Man doing?
I don't know. It's a lovely book, this, isn't it? There's one here about all different types of weather. Ice, snow, wind, rain, gales, sun, storms.
Rain and storms.
Rain and storms.
Can't see storm.
A storm.
Storms on mud.
It says, thunder rumbles and lightning flashes. Toby is out in a storm. Who's out on a sunny day?
From a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. No, it says, why can't Percy see Harold the helicopter? I would imagine it's because it's foggy. But this one says, on sunny days, Thomas takes children to the seaside. How many children can you see?
Cross.
Well, do you know why he's cross?
Mm-hmm.
His hat's blown away.
Yeah.
So what kind of weather is it?
Blue.
It's blue weather. I think it's windy weather.
Not a mean snow.
Yes, it says, why is Gordon travelling slowly to get today? You're quite right, there's snow. Can you see what there is just behind him?
Yeah.
What is it?
Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree covered in snow.
My Christmas tree.